Jackson. We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern, and the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction.
Okay, thanks.
Underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the second hour of Governing America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, I'm looking at the unemployment numbers for this past week. Once again, we have another spike. Reuters is reporting striking workers at Verizon Communications pushed up new U.S. jobless claims last week, but there was little evidence the recent stock market turmoil had spooked businesses enough for them to cut workers. They say initial claims for state unemployment benefits rose 5,000 to 417,000 listeners, 417,000. The Labor Department said on Thursday, while the level suggests the job market is still struggling to gain momentum, it falls well short of a recession signal. Well short of a recession. Oh, we're not in a recession. No, actually they're right there. We're not in a recession, listeners. We've long passed recessionary numbers. We're well into the depression, folks. Unemployment, real unemployment, is near 25%. It's at least above 20%. If you consider everything, and the numbers that they give out are always U3. They never give out the U6 number, which includes a lot more than U3. It includes part-timers who used to be full-time and such and such, and people actively looking for work. And there's a lot of people who have fallen off the unemployment rolls that are not included in the U3 number. So with this 10% or 9% or 8% or whatever it is, doesn't amount to anything. It means nothing. That's the point. And they're engineering the numbers to look like they're a lot lower. And now we've seen, as I've talked about in the past, in the last few days, or last few weeks, about how they're underreporting the number on certain weeks and quietly adjusting it upward. And they've done that again here, if I can find it. In fact, they said last week's was quietly adjusted upward, and I'm not finding it in this article, but they've done it again, folks, and we got it up on the website if you want to see it. Moving along here, we see from ABC, shocking need, American kids go hungry. In high school, Catherine Ferranda trained herself not to feel hungry until the day after school had ended. She was watching her weight or worrying about boys seeing her eat. But now, every day, children in every county of the United States wake up hungry, ABC reports. They go to school hungry. They turn out the light at night hungry. That is one of the stunning key findings of a new study to be released Thursday by Feeding America, a network of 200 food banks and the largest hunger charity in the country. In other words, well, they're saying more and more. They're saying 17 million kids are going hungry today. Unbelievable. This is supposedly the most prosperous country in the world. We'll be back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the local.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, we have Tommy Malla waiting in the wings. He's going to come on for a few minutes with us. So much going on, folks, it's difficult to keep track of it all. We have a spike in inflation, oil prices are creeping higher, in excess of $85 a barrel. They were higher at one time. But as inflation continues to rise and as oil continues to rise, the price of everything else goes up as well. We also have reports from the L.A. Times, U.S. national debt growing $3 million a minute. $3 million a minute, the U.S. national debt. And, of course, the $14-plus trillion only tells part of the story. Some say that that the real national debt is in excess of $200 trillion, if all things are considered. And then we have war costs of $3.7 trillion, according to the Detroit Free Press. U.S. military intervention in Libya alone costs at least $896 million so far. And what is that? The Libyan invasion, listeners. Just another UN operation, as they all are. But anyway, I'm going to leave that there for the moment. And we're going to visit with Tommy from Brooklyn, because he wanted to come on and make some points about Israel. Tommy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Not only Israel, a whole bunch of other places, but one thing that's pressing right now is for the people in the Northeast that are bracing for this hurricane, which is actually nothing more than a media cane. And
thank you.
The media cane that's going to hit northern Long Island. Being able to interpret the media is a very, very important thing. Whenever you hear something that doesn't really fit, take a look at it, a good look at it. Now, the Plum Island facility, a Category 5 research facility, bioweapons lab, has been decommissioned as of 17 months ago and has been moved. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, this is something that I said I wouldn't like to eat tomatoes off that island because of some residual stuff that might have been left behind or in the soil.
Yeah, why don't you explain to the listeners what Plum Island is all about for those that don't understand?
Okay, Plum Island was a place where they genetically modify existing viruses to create weapons-grade viruses out of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Category 5 laboratory, which basically means it has a burn unit that the bioresearchers work in a room that if they lose control of a virus, they get incinerated. That's one thing most people don't realize, that the bioresearch and containment unit has the capability of incinerating everything within the confines of the operational room.
Mm-hmm.
Scary stuff, huh?
Absolutely.
Well, here's the deal. I was listening to Dr. Deagle. He had an expert that was talking about Lyme disease and this, that, and the other. It was developed in this laboratory. And
right. That was one of the things that supposedly got away, right?
Well, supposedly got away. But the reason they called it Lyme disease is that's where they started connecting the dots. The first release of Lyme disease was, believe it or not, in a Boy Scout camp on Northern Long Island.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they tried it on the children first.
Yeah.
And then when it went across the Sound, Long Island Sound, okay, and hit Connecticut, Lyme, Connecticut, you know, when the fleas or whatever they infected with that disease hit Lyme, that's where the doctors and the researchers started connecting the dots and identified it as a problem. Hey, that's where the Lyme disease came from. Now, here's what my problem for today is. The people of Long Island are bracing themselves and are being continually hammered by the media about 30-foot waves and high winds are going to come. And if Plum Island is swamped, okay, there may be a chance that there will be biological implications or whatever. Folks, listen to me. It's decommissioned. If they are continually repeating this, and they all get their news from the same source, okay, that basically means that they're giving you a limited education for what they intend to do, a bio strike in the New York area.
In other words, what you're saying is
they're using an act of God or an act of nature as a cover story so that they can release a toxin.
In other words, a conditioning process, conditioning the masses to believe that it's the hurricane causing this thing so that when they unleash it,
look, Plum Island is this. What do you expect? Plum Island is under 30 feet of water right now. It got hit by 30 feet of water, and that just washed up on the shores of New York, washed up on the shores of Brooklyn, washed up on the shores of Staten Island, you know? Oh, it's an act of God, and, you know, we, and then... The dog and pony show starts. Well, we tried to save America by pushing that facility to higher ground 17 months ago, and they won't even be able to connect the dots with all of the confusion that they create. Listen, I'm a nuts and bolts type guy. I've been a researcher for more than 30 years. I'm going to tell you something. I tell everybody do their own research. I have absolutely no credibility at all. All I try to do is blow away the smoke and shatter the mirrors. You do the rest. It's your responsibility. It's your life. Take control of your life.
Yep, that's right. You know, that's the problem is they keep us running in so many different circles, chasing our tail. And one thing that's interesting, Tommy, is how they, the other side, engineers one crisis right on the heels of another crisis to the point where you're just focused on one thing, and as soon as the next thing comes along, you everyone's attention is collectively shifted off of that onto the next event, and you never get back to it because
Aaron,
it's,
you know, a continually shifting focal point is the way that they make all of their inroads.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the situation. My theory on the box, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is very, very interesting. This goes all the way back to Adam and Eve, okay? Constructing the box. I'll show you how the box works. Supposing you live in a neighborhood, and a new guy comes into your neighborhood and has a really big house and a nice shiny car and a beautiful wife. Nobody knows what he does, right? He opens his home, and in his home, you see he's got this and he's got that and he's got everything, and he's got a box in the corner, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he basically says, you people can have anything you want, but don't look at the box, don't talk about the box, don't look at the box, don't look in the box, or nothing, right? And they all have a wonderful time, and they go home. So in the back of their mind, they're saying, what's the big deal about the box? He let us have everything else, okay? And then he has another party, and he invites some people in, and he says, you are the adept, you are the people who are more important, you're the people that run things. You can have anything you want, but I will determine which one of you is important enough to know about the box. Now, then he sends them all home, okay? And now they're all worried. Now the people at the top are worried about the box, okay?
Mm-hmm.
After a while, after he weeds them through, he gets through to the governors, the priests, the ministers and everything, and he says, I have determined that you are, after a long period of time, and contributions from all of these people, he starts to enlist that because the box is all-knowing, and anybody that knows what's going on with the box will prosper. And sure enough, they do because they're dealing with the hierarchy, okay? At the top level of the box, you know, when you get down to the select few, he shows them that the box is empty, that there is no substance to the box, but they through their own ignorance, pride, and shameless existence, will continue to promote the box, knowing it's empty, because they wouldn't want to admit that they were wrong.
Well, not only that, but the box, you know, building on your analogy, and I see where you're going with this. Building on your analogy, there's something profitable in it for all these hierarchical people.
Exactly, they're controlling the
underlings. Profiting. From the hype over the box.
Absolutely.
And the fear of the box.
Now, the box is nothing more than Freemasonry, religion, Council on Foreign Relations, and the box people, I call them. You know, other people call box people, they move from house to house, but I call them the box people. The bottom line is once you show that their authority over us has, in fact, no substance, okay, their entire hierarchy will crumble. That's why they want to control the internet. People are talking on the internet at a level that they can't close the search engines fast enough. The information is leaking out now.
What that means, Tommy, is we're winning. That means our side has gained massively.
Well, look at how many tyrants. And terrible people have fallen in just the last couple of years.
Yeah, and some of that, I think, is engineered.
It's all engineered. First of all, we live in a scripted existence. Everything as you know it, other than pinch yourself, okay, or I'm hungry, or I'm horny, is the real reality. Everything else is a false reality marketed to you.
Yeah. Hey, let's take the break here. We'll continue this discussion here. And again, folks, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be visiting with Amanda Teagarten. She's going to be talking about the communist Chinese thing, another created crisis where our country is being sold out from under us by our governors and by the federal leaders, you know, the keepers of the box. Stay with us. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Broadcast Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, we're visiting with Tommy Malley. Did I pronounce your last name right, Tom?
Yeah, most people call it Malley.
Malley, okay, very
good. And he's from Brooklyn? Or Tom Malley, or Tom from Brooklyn, or.
And we have a caller. If you want to take the call,
sure. Why not?
Joe in Indiana. Joe. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Darren. Good morning, Tommy. I'm really fascinated. I was telling the screener, Saturday mornings are really great because everybody, my wife and kids sleep in, and I get to listen undisturbed to RBN, you know, and it's fantastic.
I appreciate that.
And I really enjoy Tommy this morning because he's bringing up a lot of great points. I'm in medicine. That's my background. And I was fascinated by what he had said about Lyme's, but there was two points I wanted to make. I was fascinated by what he said about Lyme's disease because in the medical literature, that's not what they tell us. And I'm a little older. I'm getting there, you know, getting a little older. And I have friends in military, in the services where they do research and things like that. And I do know that, you know, things are being done biologically and stuff like that, but I don't know the details. So I wanted to tell Tommy I really appreciate folks like him because I don't have the time. Because both of you were mentioning a little bit earlier about how you got to do your own research, and I agree. I tell people you got to do it. You got to look it up. Do this. Do that. But I find I really need you folks because you point me and probably other listeners into the direction of hitting those right websites or, you know, at least alerting us to what it is and where we can go find that information. And I think
Joe, go to older research material. If in fact you can't find it in older research material, it's manufactured.
Ah.
And another situation is if you go to the net for it, you're getting reprocessed information and a lot of misinformation that's sent out there to misdirect you. They've caught on that the core research material that we use to formulate our opinions our opinions can easily be shaped by putting false information on the internet. So do your research material basically from updated medical research texts from go online to medical research facilities like Johns Hopkins University or NYU Medical Center. Don't stay away from the Center for Disease Control because they're completely corrupted. These people are working in concert with the World Health Organization on population control.
You know, I agree with you because as time goes, one of our friends that lives near us, he did his residency at the Mayo Clinic and then went to Harvard Medical School, and even he has told me that he's very disappointed with CDC as far as Center for Disease Control.
Yeah.
As far as information, he's not relying on them anymore. And this is a guy that's not totally on board yet, because we talk all the time, and I could tell he's listening, and that's why I was hoping. I hope you don't mind. I've got your email address, and then I'd like to email you and
sure.
and maybe you can give me some info, and because I'm finding. Darren always says, knowledge is power, and once you people with their own eyes see the information, I'll tell you it's a change. Because I have a dear friend, we went to med school together, we've known each other for 25 years, and it wasn't until he finally went online and started reading the stuff I told him to that he's a little nervous now, but he's reading. So
I did a residency at Downstate Hospital in Brooklyn, New York, in epidemiological studies.
Oh.
So, I mean, I've done many, many things over a course of a lifetime.
Outstanding.
And I was trained by a leading epidemiological scientist who was on the board of the Health and Hospitals Corporation in New York. And I worked on many things from cervical cancer to aspartame poisoning back in the 70s and early 80s, late 70s, early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And I use these techniques. Does it fit? You know, even if I get to a microscope, you're in the medical field. You can see the sharp edges of something that's been modified. Things that naturally occur in nature are nice and round, aren't they?
Yes. When you look at gram-positive, right, exactly, the rod.
You know, you can basically just look through it and say, oh, there's something wrong with this. And then you go to the slides, you know. You go online and look at the slides of what things are supposed to look like, and you say, well, this isn't exactly what they say it is.
Okay, hey, guys, we're out of time, unfortunately, for this segment. I appreciate the call, Joe. And Tommy?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Let me put out my email address if anybody wants to get in touch with me.
Yes,
Tommy@pokerface.com.
Okay, very good. Tommy@pokerface.com. We'll be back, folks. Stay with us.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Back. This is Government America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, by the way, we were just talking to Tommy, and he gave out his email address. I think it was tommy@pokerface.com. And speaking of Poker Face, that was Poker Face that we were just playing there a moment ago. Patriot band, very, very great music, very supportive of the cause of freedom, and so we need to support them as well. Pokerface.com. Check out their music and support the bands that support the movement. They're all a part of the freedom movement, and we need to have those people who are making music and trying to wake people up through their music. These are a very important tool. Music is a very important tool And the other side knows this. They've been using music for years to break down the moral fiber of this country. It's very alarming to see this all take place. But that's a discussion for another day. However, I encourage you to go to PokerFace.com and check out all of their music and support the band. We have another caller here, and we have Amanda Teagarten waiting in the wings. We're going to be discussing the Communist Chinese Governor's meeting here in just a moment. But real quickly, I want to take Bruce in South Carolina. Bruce, thanks for holding on.
Yes, thank you, Darren, for taking my call. This is pretty urgent. I'm outside right now looking up in the sky, and they are putting out chemtrails right above the clouds. And the clouds are kind of spotty, and they're all in a row crisscross. And they're seeding these chemtrails 100 miles away from the coastline. That's where we are, Columbia, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And now the storm has left our borders, going to North Carolina, and they're doing the chemtrails behind the storm.
Interesting.
And I've never seen chemtrails like this. It looks like the chemtrails are very highly concentrated when they come out of the plane, but
mm-hmm.
they're spreading out, looking like the cloud formation.
Okay, let me ask you something. You said the storm has already moved through your area?
No, it's moved off the coast of our area. We're 100 miles away from the coast.
Okay.
Inland, mm-hmm. Columbia, South Carolina, is the middle of the state of South Carolina.
Right, right.
And it's just left our borders going into North Carolina.
Okay.
Now, the skyline is partly cloudy, blue sky. You see blue sky and clouds. Pretty half-half, you know.
Uh-huh.
And the clouds are in spotty areas. But the chemtrails look exactly like the cloud formations, but they're all in a row instead of puffy clouds here and there.
Interesting. Now,
they're right above the cloud formations, but they look like they're falling real fast, and they're spreading out with the winds, and they look exactly like the clouds. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's one of those things that we don't. You know, it's difficult to know what the significance of all that is, but certainly using chemtrails to manipulate the weather, manipulate climate patterns, certainly I think is something that's going on a widespread basis today. I know I've seen it in my area.
Yeah, Darren, they have got this stuff down to a fine art to be able to mimic the cloud formation that's around.
Yeah, I believe so.
I'm serious. This is amazing.
Yeah, I've watched, and I've pointed it out to my in-laws. I've watched and seen them spray in the sky here in southern Michigan until they've literally turned a clear day into an overcast day. And I've seen it done I don't know how many times.
This stuff looks like it's falling faster than usual, though. To me, it looks like it's coming closer to us. You know, it's starting to go below the cloud formations now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't
doubt
that.
I see it coming down.
Well, I appreciate the report, Bruce. Now, real quickly, what was the storm? Is there a lot of damage around where you are?
No, there's none.
Okay.
We didn't have any rainfall, just cloud formation, and the wind has been a constant 35 miles to 25, and
mm-hmm.
right now it's subsiding down to about 10 miles an hour now.
Okay.
So we're not getting any effects here. It's 100 miles away from the coastline.
Okay, and have you heard any reports of damage along the coastline?
No. There's if it has been, it's only been from a little bit more rainfall than they usually have down there. But it's been really dry down there, so they need it.
Okay. All right. Well, very good. Hey, I appreciate the report. Thank you
sure.
so much.
Thanks for being on the air.
Yeah. God bless you. Those are the kind of things that make it live radio much more relevant, ladies and gentlemen. Is when you have these events going on at the time, having people come in and do eyewitness reports is adds to the value of the show. So I appreciate Bruce doing that. All right, turning a corner here, because we have no shortage of crises. Certainly the weather is an engineered scenario. But we also have the selling out of this country to the Communist Chinese, which is something that we talk about often on this program. And one of the things that happened it was in July, I believe, is when this conference took place. We had our governors for the first time meeting with province leaders in communist China. They came over here. My understanding is now that they're engineering the federal government, the State Department is engineering a reciprocal visit of our governors to China. I know here in Michigan, one of the most sellout governors that we have in the nation, Governor Rick Snyder, is already making plans to go to China ahead of the conference over there. My understanding is the conference isn't going to take place. The reciprocal visit of our governors to Asia, to China, is going on in October. But anyway, Amanda Teagarden was at one of the meetings that ran adjacent to the U.S.-China Governors Conference. And she's joining us right now on Govern America to talk about what she experienced. Many of the same players, I guess all of the same players, was at the conference that she attended. Amanda is with the organization in Oklahoma, OK Safe, and her websites are all linked up with ours. I'm sorry, Amanda, thanks for joining us. Can you give the name of your organization again?
Yes. Good morning, Darren, and thanks for having me on. The organization is Oklahomans for Sovereignty and Free Enterprise.
Okay.
And our website is ok-safe.com. That's ok-safe.com. We started in 2006 by 13 individuals in Oklahoma got together when we realized Oklahoma was in the path of the Trans-Texas Corridor.
Mm-hmm.
And so we learned how to lobby that year. And since 2006, we've solidified the organization and kind of both expanded and fine-tuned what we address. We educate, we advocate, and we lobby the Oklahoma legislature. We only address issues that affect Oklahoma, and we encourage others to do the same thing that, as you mentioned, in Michigan, you have a lot to do in Michigan just to maintain some semblance of what we used to have, which were states in this country. So we advocate people get involved in their local political situation.
Yeah, that's the thing that's really going to take this country back. I mean, a lot of people are focusing on the federal government today, and it's a behemoth. It's a beast. It's out of control. Nobody can control it.
And you cannot gain access to the legislators, but in your home state,
right,
they have to come home when session is out. You know where they live. They live in your district, and you can get to know them, which is what we expect people to do. We ask them to do. We do citizen involvement in the legislative process, training, and our states are implementing the very things that we're opposing at the federal level, and you can stop legislation in your state much easier than you can at the federal level, so that's what we advocate. Because of that, that's why our organization sent me to Salt Lake City, Utah, to attend this governor's forum, because our governor was going to attend.
Mm-hmm.
And as you mentioned, there were two conferences going on concurrently. And the one that everybody heard about beforehand was the National Governors Association meeting.
Mm-hmm.
This is a voluntary organization which your state's governors pay something like $176,000 fee or annual fee to attend.
Unbelievable.
And most states are facing.
What was the dollar amount again?
$176,000. The reason I have that number.
Is that every governor? No matter, regardless of the size of the state?
That figure is what Governor Kasich in Ohio said that Ohio was paying, and he said his state couldn't afford it this year, so he bowed out. So that's how we got the $176,000. I had no idea it was that high.
Wow.
Now, our state was facing a budget shortfall this year, and wouldn't it have been nice to have that money?
Oh, absolutely.
In the state coffers.
Absolutely.
Well,
so elaborate a little bit more on this National Governors Association. These people get together historically, and I guess the whole reason why we have states in the first place, you know, is to shield us basically from this tyrannical government, because if you don't like the state, you don't like the policies, you don't like the laws in one state, you can go to another state. States are individual little mini countries. And so that's why we have states, is to protect us. So when we have our governors getting together and meeting and coordinating policy, and it's not just our governors, we have the National Legislative Exchange Council, American Legislative Exchange Council, I'm not sure, ALEC and NSCL, I believe, is is what the acronyms are.
Yeah, NCSL.
NCSL.
Yeah, National Council of State Legislators.
Yeah.
The American Legislative Exchange Council, which actually produces model legislation for the legislators to take back to their states and run as their own. Mm-hmm. ALEC just had its organizational meeting in August 6th to 7th, and they have the quote-unquote conservative mantle draped across them, but of course it's all corporate interests who are deciding which of those laws that would be beneficial to the corporate interest.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't see the model legislation when you go to the ALEC website. You should be able to because they're making decisions for your state. The National Council for State Legislators does the same thing. Plus, they issue opinion pieces and policy papers and analysis. Your mayors belong to the National Council of Mayors, and your governors belong to the National Governors Association. All of these are associations, membership-driven associations, through which your elected officials leave your state, go to the meetings, get their instructions. They're called best practices or model legislation,
mm-hmm.
and bring those back to your state. And that's why you're seeing a uniform problem from state to state, is because of these associations that your elected officials belong to. So, again, that's it emphasizes the reason why you need to participate in your local political situation and learn how to read your state's legislation, because those bills that turn into laws in your state are generally, and this is a broad generalization, it's not across the board, but broadly, it is to bring the states in line with whatever the federal agenda is or the national agenda.
Thank you. So that's the thing, is that now we have a situation where, and this has been going on for years, I think now, but it's been going on for years, where the federal government is paying the states to implement these policies, to implement these federal programs. We know that federal legislation doesn't apply to the states unless the states pass the implementing legislation. Now, that's a battle that's going on right now between the feds and the state government. And what we need are strong leaders on a state level to stand up to these little boogers and say, no, we're not going to be pushed around. We're not going to take your federal dollars. We're not going to implement your federal programs. But now this new dimension, with the state governors actually selling us out even just as bad as the federal government critters, it's one of the most disturbing things, one of the most disturbing developments I think I've seen since I've been studying these things.
It wasn't too long ago when communism was a bad word and the communists were the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went dead silent. If you had children, or if you're have a little age under your belt, you notice how things became silent about communism, and the kids in school were not taught that communism was bad. The military wasn't taught that communism was bad and how to recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't win wars against communist countries. And in fact, some of our State Department officials were probably egging it on. So communism is antithetical to the entire foundation of this country. We were not established, as you hinted, under a totalitarian model.
Mm-hmm.
Communism requires a state, centrally planned state economy, centrally planned state education system, state-run businesses, and state-run health care. And that's the direction we're moving in. So the Cold War ended, quote-unquote, ended in 89 or something, and then the wall fell down. Or was taken down. What that did was open up all the communist bloc countries to trade.
That's an important point. I don't want to skip over that, Amanda, because I think really the whole Cold War buildup, that whole scenario where Reagan courted Mikhail Gorbachev and the supposed collapse of the Soviet Union, that led the whole world into believing the lie that communism died.
Yes,
and that's one thing that we've heard often through the media and everything, the death of communism and the death, that supposedly it died with the Soviet Union.
It didn't die with the Soviet Union. It just kind of got out more easily. Now, there are more liberties in Russia, than there were before, for sure. But
is that engineered for the West's consumption? See, that's what I think, anyway.
Well, I'm not a foreign policy expert, right. But I'll tell you that looking at all this communist issue with the Chinese caused me to go back and study the issue a little bit, and I ended up reading a book that was written in the 70s or 80s. It was Kissinger, and I think it's by Gary North, and it's online. And
the secret
you can
side
read
of
it.
Our Secretary of State, right?
Exactly. You got
yeah.
it.
Yeah, Kissinger was an avowed communist, no question about it.
Still is.
In fact, he did the negotiations between the United States and the Soviet Union, and my
China.
Understanding was he was so good at it that he represented both sides. People.
Yeah.
All right, we got a break here. Amanda, let's stay with us, folks. We're visiting with Amanda Teagarten. Going to get into the communist Chinese thing here in just a few minutes. Stay with us.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more. Or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Earthquakes, violent weather, unemployment, the economy. What are you thinking? If you're thinking preparedness, be at the next Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, at the Downtown Expo Center. Learn how to grow your garden, drive down energy costs, survive inflation, prepare your home, and much more. Meet KWTO's instructors, Vincent Finelli and Mark Wright. Tickets only $9 at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. Earthquakes, violent weather, unemployment, the economy. Attend John Stadmiller's What's in Store for You and John Moore's Abrupt Climate Change and 35 other seminars at the next Get Prepared Expo. September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, Downtown Expo Center. Talk with pros on surviving, preparing, defending, and thriving. Grammy winner Steve Voss will perform live. Tickets just $9 at GetPreparedExpo.com. RBN annual subscribers attend one day free. GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens?
Not a breeze in the night.
the storm is coming along the East Coast, but it's not quite as bad as they're trying to make it sound. We were talking about that a little earlier. Right now, we've turned a corner, though, and we're talking with Amanda Teagarten about the Communist Chinese situation and the U.S. Governor's Conference. And she mentioned just before the break about the book, Henry Kissinger. I think it was Kissinger, The Secret Side of Our Secretary of State. You can read that online at sweetliberty.org, by the way. There's the website if you go in there. Just put it in a search engine. But the whole book is online there. You can read, and it's quite eye-opening. But anyway, Amanda, we were talking earlier about the alleged collapse of the Soviet Union, and how I don't think, frankly, that what is currently going on with China would have been even possible had it not been for the collapse, the so-called Cold War buildup, and then the ultimate collapse, and I use that word very loosely, of the Soviet Union. But the average person, you know, practically worships Ronald Reagan, and yet he was very instrumental in laying the foundation, as was, of course, Richard Nixon, as he went over in 1972 to China and basically started relations back then. Now we have a situation here in the U.S. where we have gotten ourselves more and more in debt. The spendthrifts, the loose spendmeisters, the people who love to spend in Washington, D.C., and get us further and further into debt, have basically gone off a cliff. I mean, they're just absolutely out of control. And as a result, they have continued to borrow more money, well over $1 trillion from China, and we have become enslaved, and now currently they're welcoming these Chinese people. And I guess the idea here is we're supposed to believe that something has changed, that China is now more of an open market, and that our principles and ideas have been exported to the country, the whole free market idea. If we open up to China, we open up our ideas to them, and they're somehow going to change. This is the argument that they promote.
It is the argument, and the other argument they promote is that we don't go to war with our customers. And so if there's active engagement in trade and dependency, interdependency, there won't be war.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the theory behind all of this. But we didn't export one important thing first, and that was the Christian faith.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, that's the thing. To this day, religious freedom is restricted. Nothing has really changed at all over there as far as freedoms are concerned. Just the propaganda machine goes forward to tell us, to convince the American people, that in fact it is different. All right, we got the top of the hour break. We got a short segment straight ahead in the next hour, and then after that it'll be longer. We're visiting with Amanda Teagarten, talking about the U.S.-China Governor's Conference that took place last month. Stay with us. This is Govern America. We'll be back in a moment.
The next round of the worst financial crisis.